The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came to the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah, after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has such a name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. His father asked for a tablet, and he wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately, the father's mouth was opened, his tongue was freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear upon all the neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the whole hill country of Judea. And all who heard of these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The Gospel of the Lord. Here we deal with the naming of John the Baptist at the time of his circumcision. And keep in mind that when Luke was shaping this narrative about John the Baptist, the mission and the destiny of John the Baptist was already well known. And therefore, the Gospel of Luke is framing his understanding of the naming of the child based on something already fulfilled, the mission and the destiny of John the Baptist. However, it does raise some interesting questions for us about the notion of naming. In biblical language, naming was very important. It had something to do with God's presence. It had something to do with, it was a religious thing. Now, today, I think we name children somewhat different, and we're led by different messages in naming children today. But in biblical language, in biblical tradition, naming a child was very, very important. And if the child was named after the father or a member of the family, then somehow that person newly named had to pay honor and tribute to the person after whom he was named. Somehow he carried a responsibility to respect and to fulfill the expectations of the person after whom he was named. I mean, the idea of naming a person after somebody else is an extraordinary tribute to the person. Keep that in mind. If anybody is ever named after you, that's a great honor placed upon you, and in some ways, a responsibility placed upon the person who is named after you, since you were chosen as somebody that should be honored, should be respected, and a model, perhaps, a way of life that should be somehow fulfilled in the child named for you. But here we have, his name is John. See, in the Hebrew language, the word John comes from a word meaning the Lord has been gracious. And therefore, the notion that John the Baptist, who is a miracle child given to this couple in their old age, God has been gracious to give them a son in their old age, and therefore he will carry this message into his ministry about how God is gracious. Consider how you were named. Your parents had this miracle when you were born and said, we're going to call this person whatever name you have. And there was a very good reason for it. Perhaps it was a member of your family, or it was a favorite saint that your parents had, or there was some special reason. Now today, of course, we're naming children today after places or moments in life. They're not always religious names that are given today. They're significant because they have meaning for the parents in the naming. But if you go back to biblical times or in the earlier traditions of our faith, you'll find that people were always named after saints. That was important because somehow the saint had a message. The saint had a presence in the lives of the parents that had some deep meaning. Now, what'd be good for us to kind of reflect on is how we got our name and the responsibility or destiny we have to actually give thanks to the Lord for the name which we have and to honor the expectations of parents when they gave this name to each and every one of us. It's a good thing to keep in mind. It was certainly true in biblical times that, and you can tell here when you read the narrative from Luke, that there was something extraordinary in the destiny of John the Baptist. He was named John, means God was gracious, and therefore in some extraordinary way, the gracious disposition of God would find fulfillment in the life of John the Baptist. Naming, we shouldn't overlook the importance of it. It could be the teaching of the day or the grace of the day or maybe the invitation of the day to reflect on how we were named. We pause now for a moment of prayer. Keep a special prayer today for Mary Ternan. It's a big day in her life. I'll settle for that. But Mary is a very special person in our community. And for many, many years in her ministry to people in need here at Holy Family in her pastoral life, she has inspired and blessed a multitude. So we keep a special grateful prayer today for Mary Ternan.